Think it's easy to be funny? Is it a joy to tell jokes? To do physical fun? No, folks, not really. Comedy, as any actor or comedian will tell you, is hard. And that's just the case these nights at Ocean State. The production of Laughter on the 23rd Floor finds 9 hard-working performers giving it all they've got. Led by Trinity Rep's leading actor, Fred Sullivan Jr., the cast pounces and pumps. They jump on every Simon gag. They are happy to be physical throughout. Whether it's a guy stripping down to his underwear to get a laugh, or a gal coming in full pregnancy to moan and groan, the cast is hard-working and sometimes quite funny. They give us a reasonably well-thought-out and decent view of Simon's play. But this production, directed by Washington, D.C.-based Brad Von Krack, is not really together. Each performer is doing his or her best, but there's not enough togetherness, enough playing off of each other, as opposed to going with a my joke now, your joke next atmosphere. Cohesion and collaboration are somehow missing. Laughter on the 23rd Floor tells us of a kid from Brooklyn getting his first break. He becomes a junior and very insecure writer for a major 1950s television hit, Your Show of Shows. Led by the indefatigable, rubber-faced, but always thinking Sid Caesar, it was the biggest thing on TV back in the 50s. The writers, including soon-to-be-famous guys like Mel Brooks and Larry Gelbart, were well-paid, but always worried about what the suits, the executives at NBC, were thinking and, more importantly, doing. Simon's play has many fine moments. He does manage to show you the fear beneath the confidence and chutzpah of the writers. These guys, he says, were really good at what they did. They knew comedy, knew instinctively what was funny and what was not. Sullivan, for instance, plays his Sid Caesar guy with an ever-present cigar and an overweening quality of both power and talent mixed with shivering knees and fear. Others, Tommy LaBaroness, as an ever-late but ever-sweet young man, is very fine. So is Amy Turner, generally Ocean State's producer-director, as the pregnant lady. But as I say, Simon's play also has some problems to overcome. Some of the jokes are just plain lame. LaBaroness does his best with a line concerning his desire to drop all the other writers and do the script himself. "Give me paper, lots of paper," he cries. One of his pals answers, "Don't forget to flush." Groaners like that make this play hard to do. That's the problem this production has not quite conquered. Here's another example. Simon and his fellow writers actually worked on the 11th and 12th floors at NBC's Rockefeller Center offices in New York. But somehow, Simon knew that 23 was funnier than 11 and 12. And that, folks, is what's called talent. It makes for real comedy. But comedy is, well, you know all about that.